In India, melas or fairs and haats, which are local bazaars, markets, are held on a weekly or periodical basis, and they are a huge outdoor marketing opportunity. Hello everyone, this is Mariam Narona and I'm pleased to present another episode of Behind the Brands, the marketing podcast. In this episode, we will talk about the Kumbh Mela. The Kumbh Mela is India's mega-scale outdoor marketing opportunity. It is said to be one of the largest gatherings in the world, drawing participation from large sections of society, largely driven by religious sentiment. In the last decade or so, the Kumbh has become a place where brands flock with the objective of grabbing the attention of visitors. What makes an event like the Kumbh Mela a great marketing opportunity and an outreach platform is that it is concentrated in a local area. A large number of people converge here. Almost all of these people will be looking for certain products and services at the venue, and they will be coming in with the money to buy, ready cash. The footfall at the Kumbh Mela is estimated to be somewhere around 12 to 14 crores, and this in itself indicates how large an opportunity this event is. Take for instance the Kumbh Mela in 2019, which was spread over 55 days. It was held in Prayagraj in the state of Uttar Pradesh. In India, and it drew around 150 million visitors. 80 brands chose to partake of a slice of this marketing pie. Now, it is estimated that the Kumbh draws participation of about 70% from the Hindi-speaking belt in India, and around 85% attendees at the Kumbh come from the economic class of C, D and E, which essentially comprises low-income groups, unemployed people, or people with seasonal employment profile. Now, while this might seem like, and it is, a huge marketing opportunity, something that really makes a brand tick here is the brand's focus on delivering value vis-a-vis sales or mere brand-building initiatives. The questions to ask at the Kumbh are, what is the brand doing for people? Which problems is it solving? In 2019, Lifebuoy came up with the Swasthya Chetna Thalis. That is, it generated an awareness through thalis, that is plates, which came etched with a message reminding people to please wash your hands with soap first. So the message in Hindi was kripya pehle sabun se haath dhoein, which translates into please wash your hands with soap first. And again, this was a reminder to, you know, carry out the simple step of washing your hands before eating, which prevents many diseases. And the year 2019 was an election year, so out of 700 outdoor advertising sites at the Kumbh, 150 were given to the government. And one of the biggest advertisers at the Kumbh 2019 was the National Skill Development Council. Now, it is not as if the pandemic did not have an impact on the Kumbh. It has affected marketing, it has affected business, but naturally it impacted the Kumbh. So, in 2021, the Kumbh was held at a smaller venue with restricted footfalls. And so, now the question really arises is, what makes the Kumbh a place for brands who are seeking marketing nirvana? So I feel it is the sheer size and scale of the event, and also the fact that if you're a brand which is focused on rural India and small town India, then the Kumbh is a great opportunity for direct engagement with consumers. It gives consumers also the opportunity to touch, feel and experience products. So in that way, the Kumbh becomes this destination, the destination for brands to head out to as one of the biggest outdoor advertising campaign spots in India. So with that, I wind up this episode. I hope you enjoyed the tidbits of information with regard to the Kumbh which I have shared. And please do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Breakers, wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening. So we'll take a few examples. Consider Wellspun, a debutante brand at Kumbh 2019, which kept towels for the use of pilgrims at the bathing cubicles here. Now, it really solved a practical problem by eliminating the need to look for clean towels or washing your towel after it is used, a practical difficulty which is encountered at such a place. So while the brand reminded people about its products, it also took care of their needs and it generated some value for them. Now Wellspun offered about 3,000 free trials of Wellspun quick dry towels every day through the campaign Jaldi Sukhe Jaldi Sukhaye. So it dries quickly and it helps you to dry off quickly. And these towels were expected to reach at least 5 lakh people on a daily basis. Now, another problem which is encountered at such an event where there's such a massive gathering is crowd navigation. And this can be a challenge, especially for the elderly folk. And now many people get lost here. So the motorbike brand Bajaj, their new Platina 110 saw an opportunity to deliver value here to solve the problem of navigation. And they provided free rides to thousands of elderly people who had come to the Kumbh. Now, tea is a refreshing drink which is preferred by many in India, especially the target audience for Kumbh. In rural India, people prefer to drink tea. And at the same time, what happens is that the problem of disposable cups, it creates another garbage disposal problem because it's so voluminous. So Hindustan Lever's Red Label tea brand, they set up this innovative tea vending machine at various locations. They had several of these machines and they doubled up as waste bins. So the machines came with built-in sensors and each time a person threw garbage in the bin, a sensor was activated and it released a cup of tea from the vending slot. So basically it rewarded people for doing the right thing, throwing garbage in the garbage bin. Now another common problem which people face is, you know, travel bags that give way. So Aristocrat, well-known luggage brand, they introduced the facility for free bag repair and service to the devotees at Kumbh. Now considering the fact that the venue itself provided so many marketing opportunities, just restricting oneself to the venue meant that a brand was just competing with so many other brands to get the devotees' attention. So Godrej Consumer Private Limited, they expanded their move beyond the confines of the Mela area to hotels across the city. They put their products in the hotel rooms. Thereby, what happened was customers were able to actually use the product. And also they went in for branded collaterals like hotel facade branding, reception tent cards and door tags for rooms. This was their off the venue promotion. And at the venue itself, what they did was they created dedicated brand zones on the paths which led to the ghats where people go to bathe or take a dip. And these were managed by a team of people who engaged with devotees and they carried out brand themed activities. So for instance, a wash basin unit where devotees could wash their hands using Godrej Protect, Mr. Magic Hand Wash. Now, near the bathing ghats, Godrej Number 1 and Godrej Nupur Henna, these brands were also present at the female changing rooms. So, there were so many brands solving so many ground level problems for pilgrims. Now, sanitation is bound to be an issue. Another issue where such large crowds gather, and Pariwear, which is a prominent sanitary wear brand, they focused on putting up hoardings which endorsed the message of cleanliness, and they also urged the individuals who visited the Kumbh to make a clean start with the tagline Shuddh Shuruat, that is a clean start or a pure start. And they introduced hygiene and cleanliness in this way at this venue. Now, Lifebuoy is a brand which in 2013 made waves with their roti reminder asking people to wash their hands. That message was emblazoned on a roti.